Hi, my name is Shanae Gray.
You've been doing jiu-jitsu for a number of years now. What was your first reasons for joining?
I actually wasn't doing anything active, and I'd gotten to a point where I thought I need to kind of start doing something for my fitness and like challenging myself as well. I've always wanted to do martial arts, and I used to do martial arts when I was younger, but then I stopped it. So I felt like it was time to get back into it.
And what do you think you've learned from the classes?
I think the most important thing I've learned is that I can really make it through anything, and that I think the harder you push yourself, the better you come out on the other side. I've learned a lot about respect and just about restraint.
Do you feel like if you were in a situation where it was maybe a little bit unsafe that you would be a bit more at ease than the average person, just knowing what you do know through jiu-jitsu?
I do feel more confident, but I find now if anything, I try to not get myself in a situation like that. I try to get out of it as fast as possible. I'll never want to put myself in a situation where I'm going to be unsafe or attacked.
And what are your friends who aren't in jiu-jitsu? What do they think of you doing it?
They think I'm a ninja babe. They really have no idea.
I'm Tanika from Bunbury, and I've been doing jiu-jitsu for about almost a year in August.
So what were your reasons for joining up?
I mainly did it because I've always wanted to do a form of martial arts. I just had never really gotten into it, and I mainly did it for an extra bit of fitness. And once I started, I just didn't stop.
And so what do you reckon? I mean, you've been doing it for a year now. What do you think you've learned throughout that time?
I know I've learned a lot more respect and to how to be around other people and what can provoke things and what can stop things from happening. I definitely feel a lot more confident. Like if I was by myself going for a walk somewhere or something like that and I felt uneasy, I feel a lot more confident that I would be able to get out of the situation or prevent it from happening.
What do your friends think of it and think of what you're doing?
A lot of my friends have the same reaction. They call me a ninja. They always say I'll beat them up and all that sort of stuff and things like that.
But have they ever been in a situation where they've felt a little bit unsafe and it's maybe made them think about doing something like this?
Yeah, I have quite a few friends that have said, oh, they're going to come down one day and give it a go. Like, I have quite a few friends that go ride BMX late at night over at skate parks and like that, and quite a few, like, and they're all boys, and they're like, oh, yeah, I might give it a go one night or something like that. It definitely gets around.
Well, I'm Kurt Normington. I'm the head instructor at the Bunbury Academy of Jiu-Jitsu. I've been training for about 20 years, and I've been an instructor for about 18.
And throughout the years, what have been some of the main reasons people have joined jiu-jitsu?
For general safety. They feel uncomfortable. As we know, particularly since the 90s have finished, a lot of nightlife, particularly around Bunbury and like country areas outside of the city, have started to go for a lot more late night activities. So the younger crowd are out later. There is a bit of a drug element that everybody has this fear of. Everybody always talks about the fear of having somebody who's on a drug rage and how do I deal with somebody who's like that. So you get those people come in. From a female's perspective, it can range from anything from just wanting to get fit and lose some weight to they've broken up with a boyfriend who was violent to they might have had issues from when they were children, just self-confidence. So, yeah, so there's a lot of things that have driven people in, but I would say, in general, men and women coming to learn, it is just looking for an ability to be able to have that self-confidence to walk down the street and know that if they were backed into a corner, that they have a choice.
And, I mean, we do hear a lot, and we have heard a lot lately about violence towards women, but also one-punch attacks have been in the news a lot. How much of that do you think actually influences someone's decision to go, you know what, I feel like it's time to learn some form of self-defence?
The one-punch attacks is always a tricky one because, you know, how do you defend something that you can't see coming? The jiu-jitsu training just gives you a bit more of a sense of awareness of what's going on around you. You selectively take yourself away from situations. So you walk into a busy room at a party and you find yourself analysing. You can see people that you recognise from maybe a party before. Ah, that person is a little bit violent after they've had a few drinks. So you tend to keep yourself gravitated with your friends on the other side of the room. So you just have that situational awareness. It's understanding what is in the moment, how you can control that. Don't put yourself into a situation where you don't know how you're going to control it. What I think you should do now okay. is you should step in there and you should try that.
All right.
So I'm going to hold the microphone. And Taniqua, can you do the bear hug? First of all, she'll just squeeze and she'll just pick you up. So that's the normal thing that would happen. Okay. So now, with your right foot, just snake it in behind and hook it there. And now, as she tries to lift, you're going to try and drag your foot forwards.
That's not happening.
That's great. So, but now, so you see... Yeah. It's the same thing. It's body mechanics. It takes away their ability to lift me up.
Yeah.
So you can make a small child hard to pick up.